Well, hello and welcome to the long weekend. Guys, firstly, thank you to the Bucks for getting us that extra day off. Well, it's absolutely fantastic. Now, I do want to apologize for the delay in this week's report. As you know, it was a shorter week. It's the year end. We've cramming in a lot of stuff at this point because everyone's rounding off. But we will still be here, so do not stress. We will still be around delivering you the latest fishing news in KZN. And that's even if it is public holiday, short weeks, and everyone else is closed. Our reporters are here to give you the latest and freshest news. Now, guys, this week in KZN, there were some areas where it was absolutely on fire. There were some areas where it just weren't. There were just some inedibles, and there was a lot of big shad. But there were also the closure of the Durban beaches. Now, some areas are poorer than the others. Some are still open, but, you know, with very raised eyebrows. However, there are still a lot of fishing spots in and around KZN to go and get those rods bending. Talking about the South Coast, the North Coast, and even the Midlands. So, guys, we're going to get into all of it. We are going to get into all of it in great detail. But before we do, as always, guys, a special shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores that are open not just over this long holidays, but here to service you over this festive break.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, just remember, if you are stressing out whether you are going to get those online orders, there are 6 branches in KZN. And if you are out of town, you know what? Give them a shout, and I'm sure they will make a plan to make sure you get that Christmas gift in your stocking. Now, just 2 announcements on my personal side. Firstly, thank you to all my fans that came through for that, you know, selfies and telling me I'm doing a good job over this past weekend at the Angling Expo. Guys, I really appreciate it. I appreciate the love. And I especially appreciate those good compliments. As you know, we are always fishing for something. And then the other one is, today I have just launched my second tackle insider magazine. So if you're looking for what's the latest and trending products in South Africa, guys, check it out on my WhatsApp channel or my social media pages. So, okay, that's enough for me and my, you know, housekeeping. Guys, let's get into the show and let's start off down the South Coast where we usually do, with Adam, our South Coast guru, who's been talking about some up and down days of fishing, but lots of catches in between those moments where the guys could go out.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow fisher folk. See, I changed it up there because it's December, Vinesh. I can't believe it's December. There's definitely excitement in the air, the smell of sunscreen. Well, not the last few days because obviously a bit of rain, a bit of cold snap, but it's definitely December. The year's gone by so quick. Can you believe it? I mean, oh my hat. You know, so we've all been through a lot the last year, whether good or bad, you know, collectively as a South African nation and or just individually. But guys, it is December. It's time to be thankful, time to be grateful. It is the end of the year, and we're all just getting older, Vinesh. But yeah, look, it definitely is good. It's December, so no complaints from anybody. Okay, just only happy vibes, positive vibes. Was a December. We are almost in the middle of it, so it's definitely getting there. There's going to be more and more holiday makers coming down. You know, the roads are going to start getting jammed. And just to the locals on the South Coast, guys, be patient, be polite. There is a bit of roadworks going on, so you're just going to have to expect a bit of a delay, which we used to. I mean, it's South Coast, Slow Coast, Natal Pension Society, NPS, I don't know. But it's, no, definitely. I really can't believe the year's gone by so fast. So I really hope everyone has an awesome December. I hope everyone is safe out there. And just remember, please, guys, your fishing permits, you know, DAF or DEF or whatever you want to call them, the parkies, Ezimvela, whatever it is, they are definitely down and out and about. They are checking, they are looking at gas permits. So please make sure you do have those on you. Now, let's go straight into the fishing, Vinesh, because that is what we're here for at the end of the day. So moving firstly into the freshwater side of things, again, just something a bit different. The bass have definitely been on the bite on the lower South Coast, with majority of our dams producing seriously big lumps of bass. You know, 2 kilos, 1.5 kilos, definitely been the catch of the day. A lot of guys getting some really, really good bass. We've also had carp being on the bite as well, with Hugo getting himself a nice carp and Brendan Kohler and Fritz getting some beautiful bass recently. Now, moving over to the saltwater side of things, which majority of us fish for. Rochelle in the ocean with some cob, Pete and Kurbis with some kingies spinning, and we've also had some cob, Garrick, and sharks off Margate Pier. We've got Jock with a yellowtail, so well done there, and Sherwin with the shark at Sandspit. So that purple patch definitely does continue down on the south. The only thing really missing at this stage, Vinesh, is the shad. There have been a few, but few and far between, unfortunately. Definitely not the start to the season we had hoped for, but alas, it is still definitely early days. So there is still fish down here, whether it be a non-ed or an edible fish. Things are still happening. It's just not as thick and wild as it was previous. And I kind of suspect we've had a bit of, you know, weather changes. The pressure's been picking up and dropping off pretty quick. And of course, the water temperature is still sitting pretty high, I must say. So there's a few factors to put into that, why the fish have sort of been there but not wild as they were last week. But it doesn't matter. I know for a fact that if you go down to the beach, you put a bait in the water, whether it be whatever bait you can think of, even a chicken liver, you know, you're definitely going to get a pull. So yeah, don't be despondent. It might not be the thing you were hoping for, but it's going to be a pull. And a pull is a pull, as we always know, because that is the point of fishing, is to catch something. And you will catch something, I guarantee you. And Vinesh, if you even catch seaweed, it's still catching something. So it's still catching something. But so there is definitely fish on the south coast. Now, going over to the weather just quickly, Friday morning, a bit of a northeastern into an easter from midday, blowing 10 to 20 k's per hour. Saturday, the winds change a southwest for the whole day into Sunday afternoon, where it turns to a predominant south wind. From 18 k's gusting Saturday afternoon to around 30 k's. It does drop slightly on Sunday. But that being said, majority of the swell period will be around 8 seconds with around a 2-meter swell. Now, going back to the water temperature, it does hover at around 21 to 23 degrees for most of the weekend. So it's fairly warm. So definitely good for a swim for those holiday makers, all the locals that want to hit the beaches. Maybe just put the rods down, spend a bit of family time, and jump in the water and swim with the fish for a change. And no, I don't mean wading, I mean actually swim. So yes, Vinesh, it's definitely shaping up to be an awesome sort of December time. I know it's going to be good. So guys, there is definitely fish out there. So to all the locals and the holiday makers alike, there is hope yet for some good fishing. Just keep throwing, guys. But otherwise, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, let's see those catches. And remember your sunscreen. Hopefully we have good weather. But yeah, Vinesh, take care and everyone have a good one.
Thank you, Adam. I absolutely love that positive attitude, my friend. And yes, you know what? I am not going to be just coming and swimming down the South Coast this weekend. I'm going to be in Ramsgate covering that Dorado Derby and I will be fishing. So I'm going to come in with those positive vibes that you were talking about. Guys, just as another reminder, like Adam was saying, DAF is around, so make sure you got those fishing licenses. And yeah, the shad are on the bite. So you know what? I don't need to go on about the size of them, but I will remind you that the limit is 4. So yeah, looks like there is some good action down the South Coast. Now, what about Warner Beach and Manzan Toti? Well, we are with Gary from the Kingsborough Strip, and he is going to give us a rundown of what's been going on in his area.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary at Lower Beach. Yeah, there's been some good sport along the Kingsborough stretch the last week. Good water. Water's looking sort of good in most places. Nice banks here and there. But I must say, there hasn't been much on those banks. Gee, to catch a stumpy, really, really got to put the hours in it. Yeah, I was giving up hope yesterday. I had one pull from one and I hooked it. I was off asleep by that time. Lots of shad though along, hey, and that 2 to 3, 4, maybe a 5 kilo one is still in evidence along here, but at times they're biting pretty freely. Shad, some are smaller, but there's still some good ones mixed with them. A few cob have come out, you know, the odd decent one, and smaller ones, caradine, sort of caravana stretch, that old moth hole area. reproductive in spring mussel. That bit of rock there, and sort of, you know, towards Warner's, a little bit of rock in the water, and then you get lots of bits of fry there. I've seen it when I've dived there. It pulls a fish on the back line. It's traditionally sort of closer there as well. Around the rocks, I heard a Wimpy report some good catches of shad around the rocks there. And not much else. A couple of flatfish pulls there on a live shad. Probably what these shad are eating. Quite a bit of small mullet in the white water too, holding these shad. So you find a bit of white water, you know, sucking in that, you're bound to get a couple of those shad. Yeah, so it looks good for the week ahead. Good fun for the visitors and that. And tight lines then until next week.
Thank you, Gary. Always great to have your report, my friend. Thank you for having your ears on the ground and keeping us informed with the latest news out of that Kingsborough Strip. Now, guys, there are two beaches in Gary's area that are closed, but I am going to run through all of that after the Durban report, where I'll be giving you a full rundown of the beaches that are open and those that are closed. Now, moving into Durban, we are with Mike V and Brad Krobler, where the fishing has been fantastic, but we have to be selective as to where we are going to get those catches. And what are we catching? Well, this is the report of Durban over this past week.
How's it, bud? Fishing the last week was a little bit on the quiet side compared to the weeks before, but there was still some lovely fish caught. Big honeycomb I saw came out of well over 80 kilos. Some lovely grey sharks have been caught. Quite a few of those big return shad. There's some stumpies, some grunters, couple cob around. So yeah, the guys fishing on the beaches have been doing quite well for themselves. Targeting the right fish, they've been getting some beautiful bite. On the paddle skis and ski boats, the guys have been getting some lovely snook, some lovely kuta. Everything started, Dorado are here. So they've also started nicely. There's a couple tunny around, things like that. So yeah, ski boat on the game fish side, working very well. I saw a lovely video of a guy tussling a marlin. I'm not sure if that was in Durban or where it was, but it was a very nice marlin. At the bottoms, the guys have been getting some lovely hillbeck still in the deeper water where it's cooler. There have been some lovely rock cod and slingers and all that stuff. So yeah, they are doing quite well there. In the bay, lovely grunters, lovely cob. The bay is doing its normal thing. Kingy, springer, cob, grunter, that. So yeah, guys, there are plenty fish around. Go target them, go catch them, go have some fun. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys, Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, the season has officially started. Yeah, we managed to get a whole whack of Dorado today, that being Tuesday. On the bottom fishing side, yeah, guys, there's a couple of becker around, some very nice rock rods, slingers, soldiers, and amongst it. But guys, I'm definitely very chuffed. Out in the real deep, the 300-meter mark, the Dorado are here in abundance. So, guys, also some other information there in the back line around the Blue Lagoon, hypermarket area. There's been a couple of snook in the area. A lot of little juvenile ones, but also some very nice ones coming out in between. So, guys, yeah, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. So it's big shad, inedible action, and lots of awesome offshore fishing. Now, guys, let me tell you about Brad giving me a call on, I think it was Tuesday, and he says, you know what, he's got about 10 Dorado in that morning session, but there must have been at least about 200 of them surrounding his boat, just did not feed, and that was more likely because that water temperature was a bit cooler. However, as the week did progress, the water temperatures did warm up, and that fish would have definitely come on the bite, so look out for it. Now, we do not need to worry about E. coli levels if we are heading out offshore. However, the beaches we do have to worry about because of those high levels are the following: Wedge Beach, South Beach, Battery Beach, the Country Club Beach, Tequeny Beach, Laguna Beach, Westbrook Beach, Bronze Beach, Anstey's, Winkelspruit, and the Pipeline. Now, these beaches that I'm going to mention just now are deemed to be open. However, it's more like, okay, it's acceptable, but guys, when you're out there, just be careful. And these beaches in and around Durban are The Point, Ushaka, Addington Beach, North Beach, Bay of Plenty, Umhlanga Main Beach, Umhlanga Main Beach, Toti Main Beach, Brighton Beach, Amgababa, Warner Beach, and Reunion. So, guys, that is our report that has come through as the officially gazetted. Please stay in touch with your social media pages before you head out to these beaches and check whether it is safe. Now, moving on up to the North Coast, we are with Jesse, who's been exceptionally busy because Palito is that holiday destination and he has been getting a lot of reports of what's been coming out. Guys, here is Jesse from the Kingfisher, Palito, and Salt Rock.
Hi, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I've had to take a minute out of the busy morning to do the reports. We've had an absolute ton of out-of-towners in the shop. So I think given the early public holiday and stuff like that this month, it's kicked off nicely now. I think everybody's making their way down. Everybody's getting excited, coming into the shop, stocking up to either go away on holiday, or the guys coming in from other provinces or inland, they're moving down, and it's quite positive. A lot of guys looking just to go down to the beach and catch some small fish, and lucky for them, there have been quite a few catches in the last week. We've had some bad weather. The water went down to about 20 degrees all around, mainly the guys on the boats complaining about the temperature. That cold water seems to have moved in a bit, and which is not too bad. A lot of people are talking about how it just diversifies things a little bit. You know, you're still catching a couple of decent winter species. It helps with the bronze bream, the brusher, the garrick, and all of that. And then because the summer species are still around, they don't head back north when the water gets cold immediately. They kind of hang around, and then the water stays cold for, let's call it, a few days or a week. Then it gets back to what it should be. So I think the guys are catching quite a few different species at the moment. I heard of a lot of wave garrick coming out in the Salt Rock area. The guys just going down and throwing little 2 and 3 inch minnows, paddle tails, just drop shotting around the rocks, looking for slightly deeper water close in. The guys are catching a couple of fish there, small kingies, grass, all of that type of species. And then the guys that are fishing for your flatfish, the sandies, the diamonds, the honeycombs, it did slow down slightly, but we can, the cold water contributes to that. So it will pick up again. But for those that are coming down on holiday and they just want to catch a smaller edible just to kind of have some fun, take the kids out and have some fun there, it is the cold water is actually beneficial to that. So I think it's going to be a good week. Building up to Christmas, and I don't think the guys are struggling at all. It's just that it's slowed down a little bit for the bigger species. From the surf, that's pretty much it. We have seen some really big shad coming out, so there's still a lot of big ones around. The smaller ones have slowed down a bit. Your bronze bream have been coming out close to Siggy's here by Salt Rock. And that's good news because they did slow down for a little bit. And then offshore, we're going to take a look at the coota that have been coming out, and the snook that have been coming out, a lot of bottom fish, still some yellowtail hanging around. So it's been good all around there. But I think the most positive thing that we've seen in the last week is the influx of tuna. As everybody knows, it's been a terrible run for tuna in the last year and a half, and it's all of a sudden just started to pick up nicely. I see the guys further north and further south are catching a lot, and they're filtering through to Palito and all of that now. There was a guy that does some drone footage in the Palito area, and he told me last week that he was flying around Palito and he saw a massive shoal of tuna, and they were all really, really big size fish. So not like those 5 to 15 kilo fish, all fish over 20 kilos. So that's positive. And that's translated directly into a couple of really good catches. I think the guys are kind of keeping a little bit quiet on the locations, but for the most part, it's going to be anywhere between Westbrook and Tinley Manor that we're going to start seeing those big catches coming out. A little bit north, Tinley side, the guys are catching some really good kingfish. on the boats and from the surf. So yeah, just in general, fairly good fishing. I think we're gonna have an excellent run. So let's see what happens. I'd like to see what you guys catch this week. Bear in mind that the beaches are going to be a little bit busy because of the out-of-towners coming through. So just kind of for the local guys, kind of pay a little bit of respect to them. They don't get to do this often. They come down and contribute heavily to the economy this time of the year here. Make it pleasant for them. If they're fishing over your lines and all of that stuff, just educate them. They don't do this all the time. They do it once a year. They need the opportunity to have some fun. They've paid a lot to come down for holiday. If they're getting in your way and all of that stuff, instead of, you know, making a big scene about it, maybe just educate them, tell them this is how it works down here on the beach, and then maybe ask them to move up a little bit or whatever the case may be. But for the most part, it's normally fine. It does get a little bit crowded. But the key is education. They need to understand how it works on the beach. The same as if we had to go up to the dam and fish, let's say, for example, around a slipway when boats are trying to launch, you know, we need to understand, you know, that things work differently in different areas, and we all got to respect each other. So, guys, let's see what happens, and let us know. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. What a fantastic report. Thank you so much for sending that through. I know you're extremely busy, and keeping our ears on the ground. Guys, our reporters are, you know, they're all at tackle stores, and it's that crazy time of the year, and the Kingfisher is one of those featured tackle store destinations for out-of-towners when they come down to Durban. And with all that busyness, guys, our reporters are still very much on the ball and dedicated to giving you those latest fishing reports. So it seems as though the North Coast is an inedible fest. I've also got further reports of Salt Rock, where the kingies are on the bite. Small kingies on spinning tackle, and there was one landed off about 30 kilos. So kudos to that angler. Now, Savika from Duguza, it went on to tell me in Blythedale, Channel Rocks, there has been honeycombs and browns. In Zinkwazi and Nonoti, there are a lot of sandies between 1.5 to 2.5 meters. Moving on up to Mtanzini Banks, I've got news from Nick that there are a lot of inedibles on the bite, but more so that big shad that's coming out. And further up in Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, guys, once again, inedible fest. If you are chasing that inedible action, that's the area to be. But more than anything else, the talk of the town in those areas has got to have been that offshore action. Guys, we are talking about tuna, marlin, sailfish. It's incredible the amount of fish that are coming out. So if you are down on holiday and heading up the North Coast, guys, definitely go and book a charter. The fish are on the bite. So guys, that is our saltwater report for KZN. Now moving into the Midlands, the freshwater side, we are with Jan, who hasn't had the most fabulous reports from the NFFC with regards to the trout side. However, that other freshwater species has been on the bite. And this is his report of exactly what you can expect if you are trying to avoid the beaches and head more towards the dams and a more calmer water.
Hey there, guys. So, it seems like the weather can't really make up its mind. And that is, well, as if we ever thought that it might be predictable. But hey, it's near the middle of summer, and it's actually been rather cold up here. Interestingly, I've had a couple of Facebook memories reminders that the Midlands temperatures were sitting in the minus degrees at this time some 3 years ago. While we aren't sitting anywhere near that, there has been a change of some 20 degrees from the over 30 degree heat recently down to low double figures currently. With these fluctuations in the weather come the storms, and there have been a couple of crackers of late across the Midlands. Some serious banging of drums coupled with an amazing light show or two. Once that moderates, then the drizzle sets in, usually lasting a good couple of hours and even all day, somewhat reminiscent of a day in the UK. Rainfall reports indicate some 50 to 100 mils for the last week, with the higher figures coming closer to the berg. And according to the forecast, there's still plenty more on the way. It would seem that with the topsy-turvy weather, and no doubt coupled with end-of-year busyness and shenanigans, have kept the trout anglers at home, as for the first time in the history of, I would guess, forever, the Natal Fly Fishers Club haven't received a single return in the past week. And I repeat, that is not a single NFFC trout has come to hand in a week. With the recent rain, local angler and author Andrew Fowler reports that the Mgeni is blown out after being as clean as a whistle and even getting a tad on the low side, which also means that the Moira will be out of commission as well. Andrew also reports that water temperatures went as high as 24 degrees in the days preceding the rains, but are now coming in at under 20 degrees, which is much better and safer for the trout. Word from the Bushman's River Trout Hatchery is that they too have had some good rains, and while the Bushman's River has come up a little bit, it is apparently not unplayable and running cool and clear. The only confirmed news of a trout has been from Underberg Way, a 59 centimeter, or that is 23 inch, rainbow hen came to hand on a private stillwater after quite a tussle on a two-weight rod, I believe, and on a black and red pattern of the angler's own creation. There's still a lot of rain in the forecast, so guys, it'll be a case of looking for gaps in the weather and word of news of clean water. We have said it before, and I'll say it again, watch the air pressure. Good weather is not always the best to be fishing in, as an incoming storm will send the pressure plummeting well before the weather turns, and the fish will head straight to the bottom. The subsequent rise in pressure, and even while the storm is still apparent, will provide much better fishing. From the bass anglers, Albert Falls is reportedly fishing quite tough. The struggle at Albert's is apparently due to the lack of visible bait fish, so fish are simply not eating. Last weekend saw a Peter Masberg Bassmaster Triple Skins Bass Challenge taking place at Albert's, and local angler Tyron McGarry reported the mooring sessions were better than the afternoon session, where the fishing just seemed to shut down. Morning fishing fished well on top water, he reports, and while the fish were on the bottom in the afternoon, and this was no doubt due to a pressure change. Midmar Dam is still fishing well, with good fish in the 2 to 3 kilo range, and have a come and chat to Michael at Kingfisher Maritzburg for some top inside tips on his favorite local water. This weekend sees Peter Maritzburg-based Predator Bass Club holding a comp on Albert Falls on Saturday the 16th of December. So contact the club for more info and entry. With the holiday season fast approaching, still no word on the fate of the Albert Falls hippo, and anglers are once again cautioned just to keep a wary eye out for this beastie and stay well clear. Sterkfontein Dam is providing some good yellowfish in the gaps in the weather, so keep an eye out on the warm weather, which will get the fish moving, and then head on up. Guys, tight lines everyone, and pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Wow, you got me stunned with that one. This is literally, I think, the first time since I've been doing the show where I have not got a report from the NFFC with any fish coming out. And I say that like really stunned, because it's been like, I think, 145 consecutive weeks we've been doing the show. So, you know what? I guess in a way you can be forgiven. All the NFFC with the reports coming through can be forgiven. The guys need a break. And you know what? I'm sure that fishing is going to come through a lot more stronger as we are in this festive season. And those fly boys will be out there getting those lines wet. So guys, that is our freshwater report. Jan will be back next week, so will all our other reporters, keeping you informed with what's the latest happening in KZN. And, well, of course, what's happening with those E. coli levels, because that's a major concern, as we really want to go and enjoy that leave while being out there fishing. So guys, until next week, I am Vinay Sugreem. I am off fishing. I will speak to you guys soon. And make sure to follow our TikTok channels, follow our WhatsApp channel to get the latest scoops and, you know, freshest updates of what's been going on. As soon as I get that information, I stick it out there so you know what's going on. So follow. Always remember, keep that fishing area tidy. Respect those bag limits. Be kind to our holiday makers. And fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Peter Maritzburg, Kloof, Belito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.